We are the wild, we are the free, and our fire burns eternally. We'll travel far, far as the eyes can see. We are the wild and free.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Travel Writers Radio, broadcast first on J-Air 88 FM in Melbourne. And we specialise in independent, authentic stories about the people behind the food, wine, lifestyle and travel experiences, whether around the corner or around the world. So I want to thank you for being there. I'm your host, Graham Kemlow, and it's great to have travel writer and editor Helen Hayes back at the microphone after her whirlwind visit to Africa. Helen.
Hello, Graham. Good to be back.
Yeah, it's great to see you there too. Now, you did send back some interviews, which were great. We've played a couple, but I'd love to hear later about your own sort of personal experiences as to what you've experienced over there in Africa.
Well, very happy to do that, and it's super fresh because I only landed yesterday afternoon. So
yeah.
Very happy to talk about that.
Right.
We're here to both inform and inspire listeners on Wednesdays from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., repeated Saturdays from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And we've got another interesting mix of travel and lifestyle stories this week. Rita Ehrlich has a short but cautionary tale about reading the fine print if you choose to go with an operator, a cruise company, for example, that offers to book all elements of your trip. You know, for instance, air, hotel accommodation, your cabin, etc. Rita chats with Graham Kemlow about the problem she faced recently. Agricultural shows are generally regarded as a dying concept in the regions as a form of family entertainment as they face the challenges of the digital economy. But there's one annual show just over an hour from Melbourne that is 96 years strong and going gangbusters, according to one of the organisers. Graham Kemlow speaks with Beck Davis of the Red Hill Show, which is expected to draw a huge crowd this Saturday, March 9. Bridget Leslie attended an adventure, she calls it, a corporate celebration of Black History Month that was a first for New York City. She spoke to a number of attendees to get their perspective. Carolyn Jasinski has been back on the road in Queensland, where she came upon a fascinating story about a pair of potato farmers from Tasmania who moved to Queensland and have turned the worst farm in the region into an award-winning sugarcane farm state property that is the envy of the region. They call it Oh Dear, in honour of those big green tractors so loved by their owners.
And Helen Hayes, that would be you, has sent back a report from Africa's Sungulwani. Is that how you say it, Helen?
Well, Sungulwani.
Okay.
Yes, either or.
Okay. It's an exclusive Big Five Safari Lodge on Zuku Private Game Reserve. It's just got 8 private chalets, so it's been described as the ultimate intimate African bush experience. Helen speaks with General Manager and Chief Guide Keenan Waro, and travel writer Carmen Jenner was the one member of our team who took a travel writer's holiday this summer, flying to Phnom Penh to check out Cambodia, and especially Angkor Wat, before boarding a typical timber riverboat for a gentle cruise along the Mekong River Delta.
Sounds fabulous. That's all coming up on this episode of Travel Writers Radio, broadcast first on J-Air 88 FM in Melbourne. And stories are also available as podcasts on SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and whatever is your favourite streaming platform.